Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, an infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner. And today I can't talk. Well, I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged. And everyone has the freedom to be. Welcome to the show today. And today I have a special guest. And my special guest is Kendra. And I will let Kendra tell you all about herself. Let's see if the computer's going to cooperate today. Hi, Kendra.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I am having an interesting time. I always have an interesting time. I don't know if this works for you, but this is how it works for me. Whenever I have a show, like when I finally start the show, I guess the energy just ramps up and my computers go, oh, no, and they all decide not to work properly.
I pretty much have technical issues in every show that I do or any live videos that I do or anything like that because I just suck. I suck energy quite bad. So I always tell people about a story, too. Like, I've gone through a lot of TVs in my home because I blow up everything electronic. So I hear you.
Okay, then. I feel good about this. So tell everybody
about you. I hope I don't help blow up your computer.
I hope you don't either, but we'll see how it goes. So
that's
let
right.
everyone know the wonderful things that you do.
So I am an intuitive reader. It's the label, quote unquote, that I prefer, or psychic medium. Why do I prefer intuitive reader? Because I find people are less afraid of it. Even though they know it's the same thing, I find that psychic and medium have been given a really bad rap. So I prefer intuitive reader, plus the energy around intuitive reader just feels a lot more softer and inviting, and I really operate off of energy. And so I am a natural born reader, which means I was born with these abilities. A lot of people will come into their abilities after experiencing a very traumatic event or a great loss of some sort. For me, that's not how it was. I was born with these abilities. I actually have memories of being in utero with my mom and things that my parents did before I was born, and I could tell them about them. And so I'm clairsentient, which means I feel energies and I use those feelings to decipher messages. I'm claircognizant, which means I just know. I just know things. I don't know how I know them. I just know them. I'm clairvoyant, so I see. I'm clairaudient, I hear. I have a rare gift of clairolfaction, which is the ability to smell energies. So that's something that's really interesting about me. And yeah, I'm an empath. And so anyone who has looked at Barbara's little blurb that she had written with me on the show, it says that I'm a double empath. And so what do I call a double empath? To me, it means that I'm very much aware of other people's emotions and the energies around them. I would say it's one of my abilities that I use the most in connecting with people and helping them to meet their own needs. But the other thing about that is I am also a natural energy healer. And so the other part of being a double empath is I'm a physical empath. So any physical aches or pains that people have, I can actually feel them, and I can feel which parts of their body are hurting. So sometimes I can feel it before that pain manifests into an actual physical symptom for them, just because I can feel the energy that's being starting to begin to build up and be stored in that particular area of the body. So I do readings. I do healings, hands-on healing. I do distance healing, but usually distance healing just happens for me when someone has a soul's awareness coaching session. So I am also a spiritual coach. I think that's pretty much everything. My favorite thing to do is life path readings. So I just take a look at everyone's path and where they're at and kind of show them, you know, how spirit's seeing things to help people bring them back into their own awareness so that they can make any adjustments if they so choose to.
Well, see, now I want everyone to hang up so I can just have you for myself for the next 2 hours and have you work on me. All those things, and I wanted to experience them. Okay, but I will let everyone else have their turn. The way my show usually works is when I have a guest, we take our callers, and I let you go first and tell them whatever it is you want to tell them, do whatever it is you want to do, and then if there's anything that I'm guided to do, then I will do it after you. So that's pretty much the way it works. There's no script, there's no pre-programming. I never know exactly what's going to happen, but that's the way life is, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I hope
exactly.
You are too.
Totally.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I completely understand. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Then we will go to our first question, which actually came through email from someone known as Little Fairy, and she says, I would be grateful if you could answer my question during the show. I'm looking for a new job and went to 2 interviews during the last 2 weeks. One was a company called Tropic Knits, and the other is called MCB. I'd like to ask if I will end up getting a job offer from one of these companies, please. My current job is not a match for my skills, and I don't like it there. So what are you picking up for Little Fairy?
Okay, so actually what I'm getting is they're not actually they're not actually sharing with me about the job. What they actually want to bring to her awareness is that in the first I don't remember the names, but the first one that you mentioned, Barbara, the first option they're showing me is that in the interview, she didn't provide everything about herself. She was too afraid to shine. So that might have put a damper on the interview. Now, the other thing about the second job that they're talking about is there's something about this opportunity that she's not seeing clearly that isn't a fit for her in the second position. So I'm just going to take a look and, okay, yeah. So the first job is coming up with more of a probability, but she would have to do a lot of inner work, and it would offer a lot of spiritual growth coming forward for her. And the second job would really require a lot of change in her communication styles. And I'm just seeing if they're going to give me, if there's any energy around which one will be offered to her. The first job, the spirit is saying in the first position that if you don't hear anything within 3 weeks, you should follow up with them. And 3 weeks from the interview date, so I'm not sure when that interview has happened, but you should follow up. And the second job, I'm not really clear around the energy on it. So I don't know if it's still in the making.
Okay. All righty then. Let's see what I'm getting about it. I'm actually getting a message for you, little fairy. And this message is you need to open up to your own greatness. You need to see your value. That way, when you are having these interviews, you can convey that value, that belief in yourself to the people who are interviewing you. People don't just hire people based on their resume or their cover letter. When they have an interview with you, they base so much on how you actually feel, on how you present yourself, on how you, on the energy that is radiating from you, even though they may not be aware that that is what they are reading. They are feeling that, and they are looking for that one that feels right. It's not just a matter of what's on the paper. It's a matter of what you are presenting yourself as being in the moment. And so your guidance wants you to open up even more to being who you really are, to letting your light shine, to letting people see the value that you present. And the more you do that, the easier it will be for you to find a job that you really enjoy, that you really fit, that clicks with you. And they're not telling me anything about the interviews. They're saying that that doesn't really matter. This is about you, and it's about the changes that you need to make for you so that you can be the very best that you can be. And that's what's important in your life. Okay.
All right, well, you're going to the same thing, Barbara.
I think we did. Just in different words.
It is, and I mean that's what you know. For me, was the inner light wasn't coming through on either one of the interviews.
Yeah.
As you were speaking, actually, my guides were actually reiterating the importance of sharing the love.
Ah, yes, definitely. Oh, and I'm hearing love of self must come first. So. Keep working on loving yourself, little fairy, so that you can share that love with the world. All right. So are you ready to go to our first caller now?
You bet.
Okay, here we go. Caller from area 412. And I think this is Mandy.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm calling from Pennsylvania this afternoon.
Welcome, Mandy. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you, ladies, for having me. My question today is about my youngest son's father. Sorry, hear him in the background. His name is Chad. If the guides could pick up as far as an approximate time frame that we would see him in the physical as far as communication, or if something else comes in that they feel would be more helpful to myself in this overall situation.
Okay, Kendra, what are you getting?
So what I'm actually receiving around this is that there's a lot of healing with regards to foundations that needs to happen in his life. There's a really a big imbalance in giving and receiving. There is the possibility of contact in the month of September.
Oh, geez. Is there a reason why it would take that long? I mean, we have a 15-month-old son.
It's all they're actually showing me is that there's a lot of imbalance. Now, you have to remember that's where the energy is at this time, right? So any changes he were to make moving forward could shift that. But there's just some, they're not even being very specific with me. It's actually coming up as, you're pretty guarded in hearing information. So the guides don't want to give too much around that information. It's for your own protection.
Okay. Yeah. That was going to be my next question as far as what, yeah, me being guarded.
Does that make sense?
Okay, everything besides the guarding part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, sometimes here's the thing about it, sometimes we have the conscious, like we consciously actually think we are ready to hear information, but our energy isn't really ready to hear it. So if we tell you something and it disrupts your energy, like if you were to share information with you that would disrupt your energy, it would actually throw your life in an imbalance. And spirit doesn't want to do that to you. So your guides will never share with me in order to share with you if it's not something that's in your highest good to know.
All right. That's a better understanding again. Yep, that's
okay.
Pretty much trying to get some clarity because I've contacted other readers, to be honest with you, and I've gotten everything from Friday to a minimum of 12 months from now and a couple 3 months. So, I mean, like, those are, you know, drastically. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I want to tell you that the number 9 comes up for me. And the reason I'm saying September is because the color red is coming with it, so I'm connecting it to the fall. But you have to remember that time frames really depend on someone's energy, right? And so if he's imbalanced, that could fluctuate.
Okay.
So when his energy doesn't look stable, timelines can shift and move. But that's
right.
Where he's at in this current moment. Does that help you to understand better?
A little bit better.
Okay. If people aren't readers, they don't understand. It's why I'm not a super fan of giving time frames, just because people extend, they have expectation to them instead of just being open to receiving.
Yeah, well, I receive my own. Messages as well, to be honest with you.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Again, that's why I was, just trying to get
you. No, absolutely.
Help with mine.
Oh, no, hey, I've been there too. I understand. But in this current moment, that's where we're at.
All right. Thank you so much, Anne.
You're welcome.
Anything else? Don't leave
me.
Yes. Okay.
She's going to do it for me.
Okay.
So don't go away.
Get right ahead. I'm here.
The first thing I want to tell you is that my guidance also does not deal with time. In fact, what they usually say is soon, and I have no idea how long soon is. It can be in the air, you know, from 5 seconds to 5 years, who knows. So,
yeah, 5 days, 5 weeks, that would be soon to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So what my guidance is saying is this whole relationship, for one thing, they're telling me that your child was not planned. That this was
actually he was actually he was, and I saw my child years before he was actually born in the flesh, but the father and I 110% planned him. So I'm sorry that you're wrong there. I have a 12-year-old. No, he wasn't. My 12-year-old son wasn't planned, to be 100% honest with you. But no, the baby who you hear didn't like that response. He most definitely, definitely was.
Well, that's interesting because it feels like the father's energy was not, this was not really what he had thought was going to be happening. That's interesting.
Here, honey.
Okay. There was a disconnection in him when he was saying things to you. What was coming out of his head was not what he was actually feeling in his heart. So he was disconnected. Okay. So that's why it feels like the baby wasn't planned. All right. As far as him and you and when you're going to hear from him and all of that sort of stuff, they're showing me an image of him with all of these thoughts, like a little hurricane going on in his head. And he's looking for anything. He's looking for something to hold on to. He's feeling very kind of disconnected from his own life, really.
Yeah, that would be the first thing that I would agree with, dead on.
Yeah.
That one.
And they're saying that he actually felt that way to a certain extent when he agreed to have a child with you. He thought that having the child would give him that connection. And it didn't. And so he still got that little hurricane in his head. And they're saying that there's really no point when they're seeing that he's actually, you know, finding what he's looking for. So you may just have to give him, well, you're going to have to give him as much time as he needs because he's not going to connect with you until then.
Right, that's a given.
Yeah, so they want you to just, you know, be the wonderful mother that you are being. And make sure your child knows that he's loved, and he does. So you're doing a great job.
Most definitely. That's just hard sometimes. I mean, I more than appreciate anything from spirits, but, like, as far as opinion, nothing against you or anybody else, that's hard to receive from a complete stranger, especially something as near and dear to my heart as my son's father or my son.
I understand that completely. And remember, I'm just telling you what I'm seeing and feeling, and you can take it or leave it. It's completely up to you. So that's one of the things that actually they wanted to say about you and connecting with people and getting readings and all of that, that everyone is going to tell you what they see in that moment. And it's going to be different every time because they're different people. They're seeing different things. Everything changes. Life's going, and it's not predictable. So
you know in your heart
what's important to you. So follow your own heart. And
I know who's on and
that's
who's
what
not.
You're doing, and that's what's important. Okay?
All right. Thanks so much, both of you as well.
Have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hold on now, I'm having computer problems. See, I told you, Kendra.
I'm used to it.
Come on. I can't go to the next caller because I can't see the screen.
Okay, so Kendra, I will talk to you while I try to figure this out.
That's fine.
So is this giving readings and healing and coaching, is this what you do all the time, or do you
have a real job? I own my business. I do. I don't even know what I want to call it. I have a quote unquote real job too. I actually teach college students. So I'm actually, which is quite maybe paradoxical, but I'm an X-ray technologist. So in my day job, I see through people, but in my spiritual business, I see through people. So, and now I teach others how to see through people. So, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay. I have connection again. Yay. All right. We will go to the caller from area code 330.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Amy from Kentucky.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
What can we do for you?
Hi, I was wondering about a love life for me, please.
Okay, Kendra, what do you see about Amy's love life?
Okay, so what I'm actually being shown is that you have a... there's a piece around self-confidence, Amy, that's coming to completion for you. So it's like a new cycle. But I think it's too slow for you. So maybe some patience with yourself as you're growing. Now, the thing that they're actually showing me, too, is different paths. So I think that possibly... what this means is I've actually never been shown anything like this before, so I'm just going to kind of follow what I believe this piece of the message means, is that you've dated different quote-unquote types, and they just weren't working for you, and you were just wondering, like, what am I not getting right? But Spirit's actually showing some sun is actually happening there, but it's important to not veer off the track and just stay focused on you. You've had a lot of healing around yourself. They've actually are showing that you've broken free of some chains that were keeping you down, and I believe that has to do within that self-confidence piece, and it's bringing forth some opportunity around heart-centered connections within the next 4 months-ish as the energy stands right now. But what Spirit wants you to know is that it's really, really important that you are clear on what it is you'd like to receive and keep that pushing that energy out in order to attract.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
Yes. I did give one gentleman my phone number this week, but
does he have brown hair?
Yeah.
Okay, because there is a gentleman here, but he's not really stepping forward. However, he is offering a butterfly, which is green, and so remember I said there's an opportunity. So I would just, January, March, April. So I was saying 4 months, but the number 4 is coming up around green. So it could be 4 months from now, or it could be in the month of April. So just, staying open to that.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay. Barbara can go ahead. There's nothing else coming through that's really prominent here. Other than he's actually wearing a purple vest, which would actually lead me to believe he was connected, to, like a spiritual connection for you.
Do you think he's just temporary, though?
They aren't even going there. It's just saying that what they're showing me is that he has an, there's some piece of him that's important to your journey in order to offer you a chance for healing and transformation. There is no permanency or anything there, because I believe it's how you handle it. Like when I talk to you about that clarity around belief, it's really making sure that your mind is in a positive place about it.
Okay. I understand that. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Amy. So what I'm seeing actually has to do with you. There's a group of angels that wants your permission to help you to open your heart more to loving yourself and to being what you are looking for. And by being what you are looking for, I mean having the characteristics that you value in a partner. Like if you want someone who is honest, it helps if you are honest, because then you are radiating honesty and you attract honesty. So they would help you to open your heart more to loving yourself and accepting you exactly as you are, while you are deciding what it is that's really important to you in a partner. And then you could make sure that you have those qualities, so then you would attract that kind of a person. So are you okay with the angels helping you with this?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. All right. Whole group of angels working on you. All right, so one of the things that I also keep hearing is the word fun. They want you to make sure that this is fun, that you are always having fun, that when you go on a date, you have fun, that when you think about a date, you have fun, that you make everything fun, because when it's fun, you're not worrying about it. You're not bringing in any negativity. You are just having fun. And then when you connect with the one that you feel is the right one for you, you can continue to have fun. So fun is going to be very important in your search. So make sure that you do the things that you actually enjoy, the things that are actually fun, so that you are radiating fun while you are out there doing them. Okay?
It'll be fun when he calls me.
You know what, Amy? I actually have a question for you. Are you clear on what's fun for you?
I haven't had fun in a while with someone because I had a lot of health issues. So I'm trying to get out there. And it
okay,
was a big
so that makes sense for me, because the amount of healing energy that surrounds you is very intense. The other thing is, I think that clarity of belief around this is really about getting clear what's fun for you. So if you can actually sit in the energy of fun and know what it feels like, then when you meet someone, if they match that energy, like when you're with them and you feel that energy, so think of the last time you had fun, right? Relive that
mm-hmm.
memory and pay attention to how your body feels and how your emotions are. And when you are with a person who can bring up that feeling, you'll know that that's a good fit for you. Oh my God, the guys are just flooding you with more information around this too. That's why I was really geared to asking you if you knew what fun was for you, because I think that may be the piece that's actually holding you back and connecting and having that connection come towards you, like Barbara said, is because you're not clear on how that energy actually feels for yourself in order to attract it.
Okay.
Because I don't feel it's anything else. Like, I don't feel you need to work on really being honest or really being compassionate or giving. I really feel like it's you need to work on understanding what fun feels like for you and allowing that to come in.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, it's
great.
Been a while, so...
You can try out different things and see what's fun. And they're actually showing me an image of you dancing around a room. I don't know if you like to dance, but you're having fun in my image.
Well, I had a broken foot, so dancing is fun, yes.
Okay, so make sure that you are having fun. Even
Thank
if you're,
you.
You know, out on a date, if it doesn't feel fun, then look into why, you know. Understand what it is that you actually enjoy.
All right.
And that'll help
that
a lot. You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Have a good
Have
day.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay. Now I'm waiting for the computer because once again, it did its thing. Okay. We are going to the caller. Which caller are we going to? Caller from area code 412. That's where we were. Come on. We are going to the caller from area code 111111. All those ones. Okay. Hi,
hello. Hi. This is Akanksha. How are you?
I'm fine, Akanksha. How are you?
I'm good.
So what's your question today?
Actually, I was working on myself and then I picked up on, not allowing. So I was wondering if we could work a little bit on allowing.
Okay, well, let's
okay.
see what we get on you about that. Kendra?
You obviously have a deep-seated fear around receiving and worthiness. So what part of you, do you know what that's connected to or what that's from?
Well, I have been working on worthiness, but I'm not very sure which part is left, so yes.
Okay. Well, the thing about it is, unless you'll never be able to allow, you'll never be an allowance, right, until you feel like you're worthy. So once you're really confident in being worthy, then allowance is actually just like the next step. It's like the next natural progression. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
It's almost like, you know, say if we have a 12-step program, okay? First we need to admit that we need to work on this, right? Then we're going to work on worthiness. And then once you've mastered worthiness, then comes allowance. And then after allowance actually comes the act of receiving. And then after receiving actually comes the act of joy.
Yes.
Okay. So how else can I help? What is it you're trying to work on allowing?
Well, a lot of things, so work and romance and generally.
Okay. So I would actually work on, first of all, are you clear with what you would like your life to look like in every area? Okay, so you know what those things are. Now look at each one and see, like, and actually rate yourself. And it's not to be in judgment, but then you'll know how much more work you have to go. So just say, like, say in your career, and I mean, even people who are homemakers, that's a career to me. That's a very hard career. Props up to anyone who's a homemaker. Or if you have a quote-unquote day job, look at it and say, you know, am I where I want to be? Do I feel worthy of having where I want to be in that? And on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being where I am and 1 being where I'm not, rate yourself on how it feels to you, and then you can kind of gauge how much work you need in that area on worthiness of receiving what you would like it to feel like. So doing the same for your personal life, how you spend your free time, your family life, your career, your relationships, all of them, And then you can kind of figure out where you need to do the work in order to keep it balanced. Because sometimes we also allowance, it doesn't matter how much in allowance we are of receiving something. If receiving that is going to throw our life out of balance, we actually won't be allowed to receive it because some other area in our life needs to be vibrating at a higher vibration before spirit or the universe would allow us to receive that next thing that we're hoping for. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Barbara, do you have anything to add?
Okay, let me come back to here and now. I was off somewhere else. Okay. So one thing I'm getting is that you are really opening up more and more to having clarity and understanding. There was a long time in your life when you didn't have the clarity and understanding, when you were just being the good little daughter, doing what everybody else said you should do, but you didn't really have a clear idea on what it was you actually wanted, what it was you actually wanted your life to be. And now you are coming into that understanding of what you actually want. And there's a little bit of a battle still over whether or not you're being the good little daughter. So you are letting go of that concept that you are supposed to be what other people expect you to be. And you are opening up more and more to being who you are choosing to be. And that's all part of that accepting and that allowing, because you need to accept yourself and allow yourself to be you, to really stand in your power to create the life that you desire and not have to be what your family thinks you should be. So as you open your heart more and more to yourself, and the angels are working on you while I'm talking, so I'm not going to be doing a healing because the healing is happening while I'm talking to you. But while you are opening up your heart more and more to yourself, it's bringing also to your mind the thoughts, the beliefs, those old things that you are letting go of. And it's making you question what you do. Just realize that that's coming up to be released. It's not coming up so that you can make it a part of your life. It's coming up so that you can let it go. So sometimes when these thoughts pop into your head, just breathe deeply and just blow them away. And then think about what it is you actually want to create in your life. Focus your energy on what you actually desire. And that way you bring your desires to you even more quickly. Your guidance is saying to let go of any thought that there's anything wrong with you. Because there's nothing wrong with you. You're absolutely gorgeous. And it's time for you to accept that. And to know that you have a right to a beautiful, magnificent, phenomenal, incredible life. That's what you're here for. So let yourself have it. So that's what they're saying. Does that help?
Yes.
Wonderful. So keep doing the work of letting go of the things that you no longer want. And by all means, never, ever, 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 ever beat yourself up for not meeting other people's expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. And we are going to the caller from area code 614. Hi, Jesus.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm Tamika. Are you guys
doing
anything? Tamika.
Okay. Hi, Tamika. What can we do for you today?
I was Sure. I was just wondering if, I don't know, if you see any improvements for this year or next as far as life, financials, relationship, something.
Okay, so you're looking to see if there's any improvements?
Yeah. You know, sometimes it seems like you're just stuck in one place forever. I just want to know if it's ever going to change or if I'm just going to sit here in this box forever.
Okay, let's see what Kendra's getting.
All right, so the first thing that they're showing me is that it's important that you put in a really dedicated effort to make the changes that you want. So they're actually showing me an image of painting a picture, which actually means to me that you have to paint your own picture. And they want you to really take control of what makes you, brings you passion, and find a way to implement it into your life that allows balance. Now, the other thing they're talking about is it's important for you to not do things with regards to an expectation of an outcome. They're actually saying over and over, she needs to detach, she needs to detach. So it's detaching from the outcome that's holding you back. It's important that you add things into your life that make you feel good, and then that's when the abundance enters. And the abundance is that change that you're craving. So it's really about looking, what can you change in your daily life? What can you add into your daily life in order to create what it is you're looking for with regards to some of those changes that you want? And they're talking about confronting some fears that you may have been holding since childhood, especially around finances.
Okay, Tamika, does that resonate with you, what she's told you? Or?
Sort of. I mean, to get rid of something is vague. I think I don't know what it is to get rid of. So to me, the answer for that is to disown everybody in my life until I'm all alone. Because I don't know. It's been an ongoing thing forever since childhood. So.
Okay, but I never said you had to get rid of people. I never said get rid of everything. I said you need to start adding to your life. Okay, so it's important that you paint that picture, and you're only going to be alone if that's what you create for yourself. So if you have to change, there's so much going on here, Tamika, that I can't get specific enough to sift through all these energies. It's really about creating a balance in the base of your life, in the foundation, so that you can build off of. That's the importance. And really, relationships are coming up huge for you.
So, yeah, because I don't know. It is a little imbalanced. I got a lot of things going, and it seems like I can be in several places at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a little overwhelming at times because I've been doing it for so long, but I don't know, sometimes I get a point where I get tired.
Well, remember,
but I also know that sometimes
you...
I can't give up because I don't really have a choice. Much.
Right, but you know what I said about confronting, the piece about confronting some fears? Do you ever say no to people? Do you ever say no? Like, if there's some place you need to be, but you don't have to be there, you're just doing it to please someone and you really want time for yourself, do you say no?
Yeah, I kind of have changed that a little bit. The only people I think I have trouble saying no to is probably my own children. But that's because of my own personal, I suppose, you know, that has something to do, I think, with my own childhood. So sometimes what I do for them, I guess in a sense, I'm doing it for the person or the child I used to be since she never got it, if that makes sense.
It absolutely makes sense, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. So here's something I'm going to give you a little bit of a tool to help you to decide when you need to say yes and when you need to say no, okay, to your children. When they ask for your help, first ask yourself, is this fun for me and does it add to my joy first? Okay, answer is no and the answer is no, then you don't need to do it, okay?
Okay.
Because sometimes that's just enabling others, and then they start to take you for granted. Does that make sense? And it is sometimes the hardest to say no to our children, but sometimes when we say no, it makes them grow as a person, because if they need help with something, they have to figure it out and learn how to ask someone else, because it also helps them to foster relationships and learn about other people in their lives who can help them beyond their mother.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, my son is a Gemini, so I get a little, I guess in a sense, I kind of battle myself, because a part of me is always like, you know, let them do what they need to do to grow up because they are getting older. And yet the other half of me is like, no, I want to keep them in their room locked away. Don't let her out.
Yeah.
Don't let her go.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I worry about my second daughter so much. It drives me nuts.
Well, here's the thing that I like to teach a lot of people when I do coaching sessions is, so if you ask yourself, okay, is it critical that I do this? Because sometimes there are things that aren't fun for us, but they're critical, right? So
yes.
That's number one. If the answer is no, it's not critical, then the next two questions are, is this fun for me? And is it adding to my joy? And if those answers are no, then you don't do it. It's as simple as that. Because here's the thing. If it's not adding to us first, then we're stealing from ourselves. And if we're not adding to ourselves first, we're actually not good for anyone else. Because in the same sense, when we are adding to other people's joy, if it's not adding to ours at the same time, we are not actually growing. We're not actually helping them to grow, and we're not actually setting a good example of how to take care of us, of how
right.
to be joyful, right?
Yeah.
And there is that saying that if we're not good to ourselves, we're not good for anyone else. It is so true on a grander scale than most people realize, and it's very hard to say no. People get angry with you, but you always have to tell yourself, I need to honor myself first. And at this point in time, this would not be adding to my joy. Because here's the thing, if you say yes to something that was a double no, when you go there, you're already upset that you don't want to be there. Right? So then you're actually just spreading that kind of energy. Even if you put on a superficial front that you're all fine and dandy about it, people feel the energy and it's contagious. So when you do say yes, you want to be in a good place, because then you spread that genuine love of yourself in whatever it is you're doing, and that's contagious. And that's the kind of thing we want to spread. And I think that's how your abundance shifts, is when you find a really good balance with that.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm a little intuitive myself. As a matter of fact, it seems like my abilities picked up a little bit more lately. It'll be things. I'll just go in a room and be like, I wonder where something is. And I'll hear this voice say it's right there, and I'll go look, and it's there.
Yeah,
I know,
exactly.
There's some little weird things, but you said childhood fear, and I'm not sure if you're talking about this, but the only thing that's been fearing on my mind is, once again, it's the kids, or mostly it's my second daughter. she's really, really petite to the point where she looks like she's 13 or something, but she's really actually 19 years old. And I worry about her so much because my kids are always saying to me, Mom, we don't know why you worry because you're a great teacher. We know what you taught us. But my thing is the difference between me and them is I've actually been through more physical stuff than they have. I can handle things a bit different. Can they? I don't know. So it's always on my mind, like, you know, I don't know, the fear of losing, well, not exactly losing the kids, but them growing up reminds me of me losing my own parents because they weren't exactly there for me. So that's the only thing that I can think of is the fear of letting go of one of my children, because the other two I didn't have a problem with. It's just this one child I just can't seem to get over. I don't know. I mean,
I know exactly what you're saying, but, you know, are you willing to admit that holding on to her is actually holding you back from allowing more joy to enter your life? You're allowing that worry to take up the space in your life where it could actually be filled with lots of joy and extra things for you, but instead you're choosing to allow worry to occupy that space?
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly how to let it go. I mean, I do and
well,
I don't.
It's simple. You wake up today and say, I'm not going to worry because the universe has my back and I'm choosing for more joy in my life. Worry is out, joy is in. And you got to tell yourself that over and over and over and make it a conscious choice. And anytime you catch yourself worrying, you need to say, no, Tamika, whoa, back that train up. I'm not hopping on the derailed train. I'm hopping on the happy train.
Right.
You know, and because if you feed fear energy into her world, guess what it does? You know, it's not great, but
it'll
So if you're feeding joy into her world, so you can even look at it that way. If you're worried about it being selfish for you because you're not worrying about her, is like, well, no, if I'm joyful, I'm feeding her joy, so that's actually a gain for her.
Yeah, because I know they're good kids and they're smart. They always say you don't believe in our decisions. I do. It's the other people around them that I worry about, you know.
No. But you know what? Their journey. That's their journey, right? They let them handle it. Let them grow. Let them learn. They know where to find you if they need advice.
That's true. I know some things you do have to let go. I mean, I can't imprison them forever.
That's right.
I don't know. I think, too, it's just she reminds me a lot of myself. That's probably what it is. It's probably just something more personal with me than her.
Right, but you just told me you turn out fine and you handle things, so then give her the same confidence.
Yeah. It's a little different, but yeah. And I'm all right. No, but thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
And Tamika, the thing that I'm hearing the most about you is that it's time for you to make yourself important in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
I definitely agree with that.
That's one of the reasons why you don't have the abundance. Because you are constantly giving. You are not open to receiving. So if you are always taking care of everybody else in the world, you are actually pushing abundance away from you because you're saying they are more important than I am. And that's something that you do. Not just with your kids, you do it with other people too.
Yeah, that's true. As a matter of fact, now that you mentioned it, my daughter, she did say something that I believe in, too. She said, Mom, how come I'm always thoughtful and can give gifts to people for no reason, but nothing ever comes back to me? I said, exactly. I feel that same way. So it's like I'm always giving, but no one ever says, hey, just for the hell of it, here's some flowers. Or, hey, you need some help? Here's $1.
But you know what, Tamika? The universe is reflecting back to you. So when you start showing the universe that you can say no and you can give to yourself, then guess what? Other people will come and give to you. Does that make sense?
And yeah, it does. I don't know, maybe we miss those little things. You know, it seems like I've always thought to look out for myself, but it could be possible that I missed something because I've always been so busy trying to either please other people or help them out or something.
Well, you know, Tamika, I'm also a Gemini, and I was also taught that I'm supposed to take care of everybody in the world before I take care of myself. And it took me a long time to finally come to the point where I realized that that doesn't work. And I started saying no. And I stopped being there for everybody, had everything they wanted. And I started looking at myself and doing nice things for me. The interesting thing about it is those people who used to expect me to take care of them are now taking care of themselves. They don't even ask me anymore. And they're actually happy. And I'm happy. And life has gone on. And it hasn't been the catastrophic results that I was expecting. My life is actually great. I'm happy and I'm receiving, and people give things to me out of the blue that I don't expect. And I'm like, wow, this is really great. So it feels good to be on the other side. So let yourself let go of the idea that you have to take care of them and start accepting that it's okay for you to take care of you. And your daughter will really appreciate it too, because she will reach a point where she will push you away because she does not want you taking care of her.
So yeah, I think she's already doing that.
Let her grow. Yeah. Yeah, she's at that
age.
That
got her smartphone a little bit. I need it now. It's weird when your children grow up, because then you become, well, not necessarily not a mother anymore, but you know what I mean. There's no more little ones saying, Mommy, Mommy. It's like, Mom, I got this, okay, bye. It's like, oh.
You know, the interesting thing about it is that they will reach a point where they call you just because they want to talk to you, not because they need anything, but because they love you.
Well, then that's the case. I guess that does mean I did a heck of a job then. Because I think I'd rather them to just call me to say hello than to always meet me. Because I didn't really want them to always meet me like I needed my mom.
Yeah. So you've got to let go of that whole idea of taking care and rescuing and fixing for everyone. And focus on you. Decide what you really want in your life and start creating that. And only focus on what you want, especially with your daughter. Because if you are worrying, you are not focusing on what you want her life to be. You're focusing on what you're afraid her life would be. You focus on fear, you just create more fear. So start focusing on what you actually desire so you can create those desires and have them come into your life.
Thank you. I feel a lot better. I appreciate you guys' talk and help.
You are welcome, and actually, there are angels working on you right now, too, so it's not just us. Your heart is being opened up more to loving yourself and loving your life and accepting it the way that it is so that you can make it what you want it to be. Okay?
Excellent. All righty. Thank you, you guys.
Have
I don't know about you guys,
but
it's raining here. But I hope you have a great, happy, warm day.
And yeah, it's raining here too, but that's okay. At least it's not freezing.
Exactly, yes.
All right, Tamika, have fun.
You too now. Thank you.
Okay.
Barbara, I have to hop off now.
Okay.
I have to head out on a road trip to pick up my little son. He's been with his grandparents for the week, so.
Oh, that should be fun.
I've got about a 6-hour drive, so.
Oh. It can still be fun.
Yes. It will. Well, it will be. It's good. It's good time for connecting with spirit. That's what I use that time for, is to really do a lot of inner guidance work.
You sound like me when I'm driving down the road talking to my guides and nobody else is in the car.
Yeah, it's exactly how it is. But thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed my time.
Well, thank you for coming, and I've enjoyed having you as my guest, and you're welcome to come again when you're not teaching.
You betcha. I will be in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Barbara. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller, wait a minute, I'm not sure what my computer is doing. Okay. And everybody decided that that must mean it's the end of the show. So maybe it is. Well, thank you all so much for being a part of today's show. And thank you for sharing who you are and for making my guests feel so welcome. I will be back next Friday. And I hope everyone has a beautiful, wonderful week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.